Friday edition. Mr. Irrelevant, I'm Alex Stroph with you from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Joshy DiMaggio right there, right behind me. Will Summers is here on a Friday. He told us he was off. He lied to us. Hunter Vaughn, of course, back at the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, running the show for us. As always, big one. I mean, big one. And last regular edition of Mr. Irrelevant for the year. We will have some specialty audio-only podcasts coming your way the next couple of weeks as we enjoy the holidays with some loved ones. But I'm gonna steal these guys away from their loved ones on Monday to do an emergency pod in reaction to Packers-Bears. And, of course, we're going to need to get our NFL picks in as we get close to the end of the regular season in the NFL. So I'm going to say this right off the top today. I'll say this a couple times throughout the program. If you have not already, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, ESPN Wisconsin app, that's the only way you're going to be able to hear from us over the course of the next 2 weeks, as we will not be live on YouTube, but we will have some podcasts coming out over the course of the next few weeks. So Mr. Irrelevant on Apple Podcasts, if that's how you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, if that's how you listen to your podcasts, or the easy, customizable, all new ESPN Wisconsin app. You can design to put Mr. Irrelevant right at the top of your feed. You'll get an alert every time we post an episode. So that will be our plan the next couple of weeks as we enjoy the holidays. Back home for some of us. Josh, you live close to what back home is, I guess, but Illinois for Will. I know Hunter will be all over the state, and I'll be up north near Green Bay for most of the next couple of weeks. So that will be the way you can get with us as we do a couple pods each week over the course of the next 2 weeks. So this is our last in-studio episode of 2025. Wow. That came quick. What a year, Joshy. Yeah, I mean, we were just talking before the show started. 2025, before we get to the Packers and Bears, should be known to everybody that is affiliated with this program, whether you're in the MIA or you are on a microphone like the four of us are. This year, Will, fair to say, this should be known as the year of Josh DiMaggio.
As much as I hate to say it, yeah.
Hunter Fair, the year of Josh DiMaggio 2025?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't want to make a prediction, but I'm predicting in 2026 I will gain Josh's respect and it will become the year of Alex Struff. I think that's what 2026 holds. But 2025,
the gain the respect one.
That's my prediction.
You're going to have to move mountains, brother.
I know. 2025 was a great year for our show, though. Joshy moved into the studio full time. Will Summers joined our show in 2025. We came up with the, and actually I think it's Will that gets credit for this. We came up with the acronym MIA in 2025.
Was I second in Mr. Irrelevant Man of the Year voting?
Yeah, probably. I definitely took last, thus the name of the show. Hunter third place, I think, unfortunately. Because, I mean, years past, Hunter was automatically the winner. There was only two of us.
Yeah, and I had a lot of shows off here in the fall, so it's like the MVP, you have to play in so many games kind of a thing.
Sure. Yeah. And obviously last place is reserved for me, which hopefully is not the case in our NFL picks, which we'll do towards the end of the show. But 2025, great year. We appreciate the MIA for hanging with us throughout the year. A couple episodes left, but those will be podcast only coming up the next couple of weeks. Okay, we got a lot of show to get into, man. It's Packers Bears tomorrow night at Soldier Field. It is a big one. Once again, for the second time in 3 weeks, the winner will walk out in sole possession of first place in the NFC North. That line has moved a lot between the Packers and the Bears. It is now the Bears favored by 1.5 points, according to most outlets. Some still have the Packers favored. It just kind of depends on where you look, which is fascinating. But it's moved back and forth between Packers and Bears and Packers and Bears throughout the week. Obviously, that depends on where the money goes. But it is, most places you look, Packers are 1.5 point underdogs entering Soldier Field tomorrow night in a game that is highly anticipated. It's a big time game between these two teams. And I want to start with the Packers quarterback, because I think the thing with Jordan Love that we have kind of accepted as a fact throughout the course of this week, as we are reeling and trying to figure out what the future of this Packers team looks like in 2025 without Tucker Kraft, without Micah Parsons, they're going to be missing Zach Tom. They're going to be missing Evan Williams. Obviously, Devontae Wyatt, Elton Jenkins, their seasons are over. Like, big-time injuries have impacted this Packers team, but they still have as good of a shot of just about anybody in the NFC. And as we try to figure out what the rest of the season looks like for the Packers, I think something we have accepted as a fact is a lot of this is going to fall on the shoulders of the quarterback. Jordan Love is going to have to elevate his game and lead this offense into one of the best offenses and evolve into one of the best offenses in the entire National Football League the remainder of the way if they want a real shot at winning this thing. Now, the good news for Saturday is Jordan Love owns the Chicago Bears. Jordan Love has not lost to the Chicago Bears in a game he has started and finished. He is 4-0 against the Bears in those games. Jordan Love rises to the occasion a lot of the time in big-time games like tomorrow night is. A national spotlight, a game where it seems like the Packers have their back up against the wall. This is where Jordan Love shines. So that's what makes me feel really good as a Packers fan heading into Saturday night at Soldier Field. This is a prime opportunity for Jordan Love to look at Chicago, to go into Chicago and say, I've always owned you. I still own you. Just like Aaron Rodgers did before him. And as we've talked about for the last however many weeks, Joshy, Jordan Love, his MVP odds have taken a hit, but he's still playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And now without Micah Parsons, that spotlight shines just a little bit brighter on number 10. And I've got faith he can come through the remainder of the season.
Yeah, there's been a lot of conversation from amongst the talking heads and people on these various stations about, is Jordan Love going to elevate his game? Is he going to take them even higher? I don't really know what elevating his game past what it's been looks like.
You're right, but
it looks like an even more of an MVP. It looks like an even more efficient quarterback. I think everything we've needed to see has been there. It's just now we're hyper-focused on the final three games after Micah Parsons went down, which is probably not an accurate way to make large sweeping decisions on the season that he had. Probably but fair. That's what we're going to do, and that's how it's going to end up. I have no doubt Jordan Love is going to have a good game against the Bears. I have no doubt that he's going to be a value add for the rest of the season. I don't think, and I don't see at any point throughout the next three games, the Packers offense being the problem. That to me just doesn't seem to make much sense. I think things might change if injuries on the offensive line mount or there's significant time missed from Josh Jacobs or Christian Watson. Those two things would then change my opinion of what I expect from Jordan Love. But we're all busy waiting for a guy to play like an MVP that's already been playing like an MVP. And that to me is, it's sort of the nature of the business we're in and how things go. And can Jordan Love elevate this team? Well, what the hell has he done for the past three games?
Yeah.
And what did he do week one? What did he do week two? What did he do when the Packers running game was virtually non-existent, one of the worst in the league?
Elevated his game.
Yeah, and the Packers managed to get a lot of wins in those instances. The worst thing you can say about him is a couple boneheaded interceptions, but even those are few and far between. He's still not throwing a ton of interceptable balls. He's still one of the least guys with one of the least amount of turnovers in all of the league. Like, if you're looking for counting numbers, then sure, I suppose that's something you can look into. But counting numbers aren't the same as they were. Things have adjusted. The league's a little bit different. Everyone's playing too high, especially against the Green Bay Packers. And there's just simply less yardage out there, like wholesale. The new kickoff rules have changed that. So, sure, you want gaudier passing numbers, but that would also take away from the gaudy rushing touchdown numbers from Josh Jacobs. Like, you have to, there's only so many points you can score, and sure, maybe you want Jordan Love to score more 35, 40-point games. That's just not how the Packers play and how Matt LaFleur approaches a game week to week. So I have no doubts. I haven't had doubts. I think this year has nailed it down for me that we have one of the guys you need to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I remember saying early on in the year, I want to say it was probably shortly after the Commanders game or Cowboys game, somewhere like in that first month of the season, because it popped up on one of the social media feeds recently. And I said something to the effect of, I hope we can get to the point of where we're done saying he looks the part and we just accept he is the part.
Yeah.
And I think we've gotten there, right? I don't think...
I certainly have. You certainly have. A lot of people haven't, if you just listen to how people talk about him.
Well, I guess you say that, and maybe this isn't the best straw polling we could do, but we do have two guys that are not fans of the Packers. Obviously, they follow the Packers in depth because they cover the Packers.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking like nationally. It seems like the only one really beating the Jordan Love drum is Orlovsky. I've heard Chris Canty say like, well, can you keep proving it? And it's like, well, you said that earlier this year and then he kept proving it. And now like the goalposts keep moving. Yeah. But then today he anointed Sam Darnold, who's known for some of the most historic collapses and underachievement that you can remember.
I do want to do the straw poll real quick, but before we do that, what a freaking game last night.
December Darnold is dead. He's
all I
so
care
back.
About is my best ball teams. And buddy, I might be rich.
I lost in every fantasy football league I was in, so
no one cares.
I am not rich. I am the opposite. I am the opposite.
I care.
Bill cares. But what a freaking ball game last night. I mean, the craziest two-point conversion you'll ever see to tie that game.
The best part was the announcer saying that Charbonnet had great like hustle to go grab the ball, but I think he just
waltzed.
Like, yeah, he just picked it up because it was right by his feet. Like, I don't think he was showing any hustle or wherewithal to know.
I'm gonna say this as simply as I possibly can. Al Michaels has completely lost his fastball.
Dunzo.
I mean, it is embarrassing. That Puka Nacua touchdown, did you see this?
No,
I'm at home watching the end of the game. Puka Nacua has a 40-yard touchdown, and he makes it sound like it was a 3-yard rush.
What I did see was the punt return from Shahid, where he's telling a Tom Brady story, and then he just goes, Shahid, down the sideline! Nothing. Touchdown!
You know how the announcers let up sometimes when there's a flag and they know it's going to be called back? That's what that punt return felt like. Like it was going to get called back. I was waiting for a flag call, and there just was none.
Yeah, Al Michaels, disappointing. All right, quick straw poll. Is Jordan Love the guy, Will Summers, Bears fan?
When Christian Watson's on the field, yes.
Okay, interesting. Hunter, Cowboys fan?
Unfortunately. Like, the Packers did it again, and it's just so dumb. It's really annoying. When you don't cheer for them, they're the most annoying franchise in all of football because they're so stupid good, and I just wish they weren't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Good point.
That's fair.
It's a wise man speaking.
He is a wise man. Occasionally. When he's not like Doomsday, which that was almost kind of Doomsday because he's a Cowboys fan.
Well, yeah, there's a little shade. It shades a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and it's again,
a little tinge. I'm a Doomer fan. You're the positive. And you can usually digest, be it me, you, or Hunter, where we're coming from. Yeah. I read an email about Homer not long ago.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Okay. It's just back-end related.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I talked to him 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
why are we getting emails about him?
Okay.
Okay. All right, great. So, yes, I think most people have come around to the fact that Jordan Love is the guy, and he has played, all things considered, like a top five, top six quarterback all season. Really impressive. He's checked the box of the word of the offseason, which was consistency. Now, was he outdueled by Bo Nix last week? Absolutely. But do you kind of throw most of that, the end of that game in the trash can? You do. Just given the situation, given you're on the road, given the injuries
that pile up. What sort of reading you want to give. Are you looking to find the most negative one, like some people? Then, yeah, you would say, well, he collapsed. He didn't do good enough. He had a chance and he didn't come through. Or the more positive end, you realize, that was a tale of two games. It was when Christian Watson and Micah Parsons got hurt, and everything changed.
Yeah. I hear you. So I guess the moral of the story is Jordan Love owns the Bears. He's 4-0 in games. He starts and finishes. And,
I think we're going to be in a point with Jordan Love where, because it doesn't look the way people want it to, throwing off the back foot, not having the best and like most consistent of like throwing motion, I think people are going to for a long time hold over his head things that aren't actually accurate about him,
like
inaccuracy, inconsistency, not playing like to the top of his game. I think there's going to be a lot of that where they give other guys more forgiveness. I mean, hell, there was a Tua Tagovailoa debate about who's better and who would you rather have, and a lot of people picked Tua.
Yeah,
and it was, I mean, it does. You don't have to be very smart to realize what Tua was doing was very little Tua involved in everything around him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can visibly see, like, well, this guy seems to have a lot more than that guy. But people see what they want to and then fill in the narrative.
Tua was horrible on Monday night.
He lost his job to Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, he got benched. Well, I don't know that he lost his job, but he's probably played his final snap as a Dolphin.
They're just resting
him. What do you mean? He lost his job. He's not starting.
Well, wasn't that more so just a, hey, he gets hurt too much, let's just call it a year?
No.
You think he's back in Miami?
No.
I don't either.
No, that was...
Oh, yeah, we made the bet earlier this week.
Yes, that
he'll
was
be a starter
a, you're not good enough, and we want to see what we have in the guy behind you.
Yeah, although I don't think it'll be much.
I mean, the
Dolphins should just start.
They got two guys that have, like, pea shooters on their arm. Those guys got nothing. Quinn Ewers can't throw.
Forgetting about Zach Wilson, too.
Zach Wilson, that was an all-time lack of awareness quote. Did you hear it or see it?
No.
He said he was a little confused as to why he wasn't the backup quarterback.
Zach Wilson said
this? And why he didn't get the starting job.
Is he the backup behind Quinn?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Tua's done.
Tua's the third string now.
He said he was a little confused and didn't quite understand why. And he said, well, Zach, it's probably it's probably sucking.
We talked about this a little bit on Wednesday with Rashawn Gary. Like, you have to have a little bit of, like, what are you talking about you? And to be a successful athlete, you just do.
Yeah, but you also have to understand the draft pick's going to get the opportunity first. Because they're trying to see, do we have a guy here that we can build around, or are we going to be back in the QB suite? Zach Wilson, your body, brother.
Yeah.
You're there to fill a hole.
See, I like that Zach Wilson said that. Like, I want a guy in that position to be like, no, I should be the starter. Like, I think I am that good. I think I am good enough. If you're going to lead an offense, I think Rashawn Gary is different. Rashawn Gary, dude, figure out your role. But if you're the guy that's going to lead your team, like, no, I want a guy like that.
See, I like delusion. So, Hunter, I was with you until you said the Rashawn Gary piece.
That's an awfully convenient place for you to, a corner for you to take.
Me?
Yeah, liking delusion?
Delusion and self-awareness.
Wow. What? Out of character for you. No one would have thought that. No, the thing with... And
that was a really good pop. Well done.
Here's the thing, though.
Oh, that's funny.
The backup quarterbacks who accept their role as backups have long careers and lucrative careers. I mean, Chase Daniel had a great life in the NFL.
Sure did.
He didn't play. But guess what? He was a great locker room guy. He told the line. He knew his place. Like, there's many guys who have just absolutely amazing careers behind much more successful guys, and they do it because they know their spot. And when they're asked about starting or why they're not starting, they say things like, well, whenever they need me, I'm going to be ready. I want to contribute any way I can, if it's on the field or in the practice field. And that's how you play 10 years, you make $30 million, and you never take any hits. That's how you do it.
Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm just a little upset you called me out the way you did here on our final show in studio together for the year.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a few more left. We got enough shows. We're going to appear together enough still.
That's true.
We got two more shots.
Two more?
Yeah. Monday and Monday.
Well, what about Friday?
Next Friday?
Yeah.
Supposed to do a show?
Well, I'd like to. You don't have to be there.
We'll see.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to send out the bat signal to the three of you and say, hey, I want to record. Who's in? And you can either say in or out, and then I'll record.
Friday the 26th. I'm hosting Christmas.
Hosting what?
Christmas.
Oh, like the holiday. I thought you meant a show.
I thought you meant show too.
Santa Claus?
Okay, I was going to say, no, Christmas, the holiday.
Who's all coming over?
Both of our parents, my sister.
Boy.
I mean, we did it on Thanksgiving. We did it last year.
So they get along?
Yeah, everyone gets along.
You are in a very adult conversation. Both of your parents are together?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
Me and the lady both have divorcees. So there's just no...
Yeah, no, we do have the advantage of, hey, just come here as you guys are, and we don't have to play the game.
No, you guys showed us what a loving, stable relationship was. Please come join us.
Yeah, you could say that.
We're unfortunately
making it a little too deep.
Unfortunately, I do not have that.
We don't have to jump through many hoops. The only thing is, like, if someone else is hosting, whose are we going to? And trying to pick.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant by you. Everybody just come here.
Yeah.
But you always act like you don't like hosting.
Oh, I don't. The parents I actually don't mind as much because it's less of being showy and it's just like, do we have a clean enough house and do we have the things necessary?
Is the dog well behaved enough?
Yes. Yeah. Those are like the biggest.
What's the attire? Are you wearing like a cardigan or are you wearing like pajama pants?
No, I'll dress much like I am now.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not dressing up for no one. Crazy.
Dude, we didn't talk about this on the show. We were out for my birthday a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. You were out and about. You went. Uh-huh. You had a date night.
Sure did.
You showed up without a hat on.
Correct.
Wearing a cardigan.
Yes.
You looked handsome as hell. Why don't you try more?
Well, because I'm at work and my appearance is not... what I'm wearing is not important to what I do day to day.
You're on camera.
Yeah. This is the most honest version of me you're going to get.
He has an image to uphold.
We've broken the mold of sports media guys in suits. That's what we've done on this show.
Yeah, I mean, no one's doing that anymore. Unless you're on, like, cable television.
Still, I just wear a hoodie, man. Just be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. The Bears. Let's talk about the Bears. They will be without Roma Dunze. They will be without... Why am I blanking on the other receiver's name? Luther Burden, thank you. I got there. How bad is that, Will?
I mean, I feel like a lot of the Bears' offense isn't really predicated or relying on the receivers getting open, so I don't think it makes a huge impact. It does worry me a little bit because the advantage is very large when you think about the difference between the talent of the Bears wide receivers and the Packers secondary the past couple weeks. So it definitely doesn't help, but I think Ben Johnson, if anyone can game plan beyond that to make sure that they're still successful.
What I will say is I like the cornerbacks who are going to be probably more taxed against DJ Moore, Colson Loveland, Olamide Zaccheaus more now. Mm-hmm. With the ability for both of those guys to Odunze and Burden to create big plays. Mm-hmm. Now, DJ Moore seems to, I don't know, what is it, twice yearly have big games?
Mm-hmm.
We saw one last week, but he's been an almost non-factor. And he, as we know, he functions best in like the short and intermediate. He's not really a stretch the field guy, which I think sort of plays into the Packers' hands in a way they would prefer.
I think that's I think that's completely fair.
It's going to be tough for the Bears to beat the secondary deep.
I am worried about the plan against Loveland. I think he's going to see a lot of targets, and I think he is. I had a perfect comp for him today on Jen Game and Chewy. Colson Loveland is the same guy as Luke Musgrave if Musgrave could break tackles and stay on his feet, because. That guy is much better at all those things than Luke Musgrave.
I enjoyed that.
I haven't checked on
Luke
this.
Luke Musgrave will...
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Will is the taking Colston ahead of Warren in the draft. Is that looking like a good move?
I stand
move?
By that. He was my number one prospect coming into the draft.
I mean, Warren's hit a wall.
Since I'm being end-of-year wrap-up-y, I think one of my favorite content moments of the year... I was up at the draft hosting our NFL draft coverage from Green Bay. And I threw to Will one time the entire weekend. And I said, Will, Bears are on the clock, pick 10. What do you want to do here? And he comes on the air and he goes, it's a no-brainer. It's Tyler Warren. It's a no-brainer. And moments later, Chicago Bears select Colston Loveland. I laughed hysterically. And so Bears good. Fans have tried to bring that back on me on Twitter recently. Like, if he has a nice catch or something, I get tagged in the tweet. Oh, you're such an effing idiot. I wasn't necessarily even laughing at the pick. I actually am a Colston Loveland believer.
Well, Strofe,
I took a lot of him in fantasy football this
Strofe
year.
Strofe also thought that I saw the pick and was just doing that for a bit, and I did not see it at all. That was completely genuine.
So everybody thought I was laughing at the idea that they picked the right wrong tight end, which that did look to be the case the first, what, 7-8 weeks of the season.
Yes.
But it was actually just me laughing at Will.
Uh-huh.
Because he was so confident that it was a no-brainer. It was Tyler Warren, and it was hysterical. And it's fine. I mean, Bears fans are stupid. So they don't need context.
I was pretty locked into the draft, as I am every year. The buzz about Loveland going first came out, like, a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's easy to see why. One guy is a physical freak, and the other guy's a ball player. Now, a lot of times the ball players, like Puka Nacua, if you look at his athletic testing, looks like he'd never have 12 catches, 200 yards, and two touchdowns.
But look like me, yeah.
Yeah, it's more projection versus what you got now. And I think Tyler Warren's going to continue to be a good football player. It's just the ceiling with a guy like Loveland is best tight end in the league.
I have a question. Does 46.5 in this game feel low?
Feels high.
Because that's, I mean, what is that? That's 27 to 19, effectively. I don't know why those were the numbers I picked, but that adds up, right? What?
Well, you know, you can just do the math and divide it in half and then move each point one and it would be like the 20, spread.
24 to 22 or something like that.
Yeah, and it'd be impossible.
I liked what I did better.
Nah.
It was right. It added up to 46.
Stupid.
That was...
It was way more effort.
How's the team score 19 points?
That was remarkable. That was so stupid I'm awestrucken.
Write that one down, pal.
I got it.
Awestricken. I said it wrong. I'm awestruck or awestricken.
I know that.
Awestrucken. Yeah, I guess you're right, because it is a 1.5-point spread.
Yeah.
So they view it as, what, 24-22 Bears? Or 24 or 25-22 Bears, if it hits the over in that case?
Well, yeah, but the implied total is an important thing that I don't think people pay attention to enough.
I don't, clearly.
Yeah. So the implied total for each team would be, 24-22 game.
That feels right.
I think that feels wrong.
Oh, I think...
defenses aren't very good.
I mean, we know what... Yeah, but the thing is...
You think that's low?
I think that's low.
The thing is, you could make a case that... I don't think the Bears need to change much from their approach last time.
No, agreed.
And that is chewing clock as part of that.
Yep.
And I do think...
Sure, okay.
I do think the Packers might be more interested in trying to run...
Do you think this is a low possession game? Is why the over-under.
Yeah, I think it's a double keep away.
It's going to be very similar to the first game, I think.
Yeah.
The whether or not it goes.
Yeah, but that was what was the final there? 31-24?
It's 27-21, I believe. 28-21.
It's 28-21.
I thought they scored 31 for some reason. Where have I was at the
Broncos
game.
Broncos scored 34 last
Maybe
year.
That's what I'm thinking of. Josh.
No wonder.
Keep it to yourself. Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? It's Thanksgiving. That was 31-24. 28-21, yeah. But that would still be the over.
I mean,
that would still be 49 points.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, the Bears are also missing their top two receivers.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at me?
Stop no one it. Started yelling yet.
Yeah, I couldn't be less yelling. The point spread makes perfect sense.
If I actually had to think of one in my head, it would be 46, probably.
Oh, shut up, Will. Shut up.
You realize you 46 is like a pretty high total.
You know what he just did there?
Yeah, he called you an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tried to claim he's not an idiot, which is the most offensive part.
I probably would have put it at 47 because it's supposed to be nice.
We do a segment where you learn vocabulary. Shut up.
I think when it
Why
comes,
are you being so mean?
I think when it comes to point spreads and gambling, I put myself first and Will second.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I agree.
In terms of like understanding.
I'm third though, right?
Sure.
Yeah. By default.
Sorry.
I don't think Hunter really gambles.
So yeah, I really don't.
Who cares
much?
Well, we can give you two because Josh is 1A and I'm 1B as the sharks on the program.
Yeah, that's you, pal.
The sharps.
The sharks. I like shark better.
Yeah, sharp and shark.
Was it you that made the case one time that it should be sharks? Or no, that was Brad Nortman. I take it back. And I thought that was an all-time good call.
Strofe, no, you had that as a promo for your show for like 8 months. Like, what are we doing, pal?
Shark is already like a known term, though.
I think we're sharks with our money and we're sharps with our picks.
Yeah, like a pool
bar. That bar. Was a bar.
Air horn.
That was a bar.
Yeah. The suspense was so worth
it. Do you know what a pool shark is?
Nope.
It's a freshwater shark.
It's like a theme you see pretty commonly, like throughout pop culture.
All right, I'm starting to realize we might need a break from one another.
I think you might need a break from us.
That's what I just said.
I think me and Josh need to keep going.
Yeah, we're cooking.
Are we doing a bet?
I don't know. I'm ready. I think I said my parting words on Wednesday were, I'll do whatever.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
I think Josh should decide.
Yeah, Josh, decide.
What the punishment is?
Yeah, for the loser. Between me and Will. I'll give you till the end of the show. I'll give you 30 minutes.
Or we can leave it up to the chat and put it on a poll.
We'll yeah, MIA, like what do you got? MIA, what do you got? I know Joe's been asking for it all week.
Yeah. I think he wants me to paint my face.
He does, but Rutledge already did that. We've already done other stolen ideas this week. We're trying to do something original here.
Loser walks the Lambo.
Seems like quite a commitment. I mean, we could do something.
That would take days.
We could do something show related.
Like
loser has to keep their hands submerged in a peanut butter jar for an entire program. Just sit there like this.
You have to talk in the third person.
Yeah.
Oh, Strope would probably like that. Good.
Oh, Alex would love that.
Strope
would
well.
Be in heaven. Strope would be in heaven.
Uh-oh.
And Strope doesn't believe he's going to lose. Strope believes the Packers are totally winning.
You talking so in the third fine. Person is akin to when Greg Joseph was talking to in the third person during the kicker trial.
Greg Joseph just needs to take care of Greg Joseph.
Uh-huh.
Strope just needs to not put his hand in peanut butter.
Yeah, where'd you come up with that? It's oddly specific. Have you done that before?
I thought of something you could put your hand in easily. It's that mad.
Doesn't that make you pee?
No,
that's a cup of warm water while you're asleep.
Did you ever do like camp pranks or anything like that? That's like the most
classic.
Wait,
did you go to camp as a kid?
No, but like that's like the most iconic like prank you'd pull at a camp or something.
Or like a sleepover, yeah.
Well, going to camp would make sense. You never went to camp?
I probably did. I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, how about loser has to do a stand-up comedy set? Open mic.
I've always wanted to try, so that would actually probably not be as much of a punishment. How was it?
Bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
That was like wasn't that like the tail end of Scalzo and Brust? He had to do that.
He'd do it at I think it was at Brookfield Improv, right? Improv in Brookfield.
I think you should have to, at a future unannounced date, do a solo flash mob with music in the Third Street Market Hall.
No. That's
I love that. That's the winner.
Strope would love that. That's not a
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
You gotta understand. No, I wouldn't.
That's horrible.
Here's the thing. I'd get kicked out by security.
No.
If I got... I have enough friends there where I think I could pull it off.
We have connections. We could very easily warn the people who are important.
Let me send a text.
No, this is horrible.
I think that's what makes it so good.
A solo flash mob?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just have to like start dancing?
A Bluetooth speaker and then you do a dance routine.
I'll just go spend the weekend with Hunter. This is like the bane of my existence.
Loser has to do a solo flash mob at the market hall.
I hate this so much.
That's why it's good.
Could you help us coordinate?
I don't agree.
You said you agree to whatever.
I take it back.
You can't take it back. You said it on air.
That was Wednesday me talking about today, assuming that I wasn't going to be here.
Okay, so I think this is a fantastic idea. The loser. So if the Packers lose, I'll do it. If the Bears lose, you do it. A solo flash mob with music in the Third Street Market Hall.
If they tie, you both have to do it together.
Choreographed together.
Yep.
Jeez.
I love it. I think this is a phenomenal idea. Well, we're just waiting on your agreement.
I don't want to do it at all. This is like my biggest fear.
Will's gone ghost.
It's my biggest fear.
Okay, so we do have another option. It would take some coordinating, but on the Milwaukee YouTube chat, Joseph brings up returning a volleyball serve. I think if we could get a volleyball player from the Badgers and the loser has to try and like return 10 serves. So we could do that.
I could do that.
That seems more like just a Strope does sports.
Yeah, it does. We would need to sign some contracts.
It seems too easy.
That seems like there would be too much logistics involved, where this, I just need to send a text to a friend of mine, and I think we could pull
it
off.
How about loser has to wear an adult diaper over their pants for the whole day?
I'd rather do that than the flash mob.
I'd rather do the flash mob. That's horrible.
I would rather
gotta
do
get
anything.
Depends on the show.
I'd rather do anything.
Mr. Relevant, presented by Depends. I think he hates it so much we have to do the flash mob, right?
I think it should be something we equally hate.
I mean, I hate it. I'm a bad dancer. I'm uncoordinated. It's embarrassing. It's in public. Like it checks all the boxes. It's amazing. It's probably a great idea by Josh.
I'd probably throw up if I had to do that.
It's only 3 minutes, dude.
3 minutes?
You got to do one entire song.
I think 90 seconds would be fine.
Okay. Well, here's the other thing. I think Josh and Hunter get to decide what song it's to.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is I would want you to do a full reenactment of the Napoleon Dynamite dance.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah, but you would have to do it flash mob style.
That doesn't sound too bad.
You do it flash mob style in the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Okay.
Well,
fine, I'll do it.
All right, we got
it. Yeah.
But it has to be, as long as it's the Napoleon Dynamite, we're not like playing.
Fine.
As long as we're not like
people
playing.
People aren't going to recognize it, but you do have to do like, you have to study it and it has to be accurate.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we're setting a deadline on this. The deadline is by the time we were on the air January 7th.
What?
No, I don't think so. I think we need.
Yeah, let's set it by like the end of the next year, maybe.
No.
It would suck if one of us forgot.
Well, I'm just saying.
I think we can.
We're off as a show the next 2 weeks.
I think we can set a goal of Super Bowl Sunday, because what we're going to do is get everybody in the office to come join and watch and be in the 3rd Street Market Hall while it happens.
Let's do it on Super Bowl Sunday.
No.
This has to be like.
Believe me, I'm going to be sending a full team email. In anticipation of the flash mob.
The Packers can't lose.
Packers can't lose.
What do you mean? You just said Jordan Love owns the Packers. What are you owns the Bears? What are you nervous about? I'm freaking out.
He does own the Bears. But, like, this is a big game. There's some stakes here.
I do think.
No videos?
I think.
Oh, totally videos. What are you talking about?
No, it has to be video.
Multi-camera setup.
I do think.
Do you have to wear the Napoleon Dynamite shirt?
Vote for Pedro, yes.
I don't know about the vote for Pedro. The moon boots, at very least.
I don't own moon boots.
I'll have to dust mine off.
I mean, we could get you some moon boots.
Oh, that's so good.
I think it's pretty sick that you're going to get the entire office to watch. That's pretty gross.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's really good, Josh. This is incredible, man. This is an incredible idea. It's awful. It's awful for the loser. It's awful for Will.
So the full thing is the full Napoleon Dynamite dance. I just pulled it up here. Is 228.
Oh my gosh!
Bring a speaker.
This is the worst.
Uh-huh. Dance. The one he's going around.
If you're listening to the podcast side, you're missing out. Josh is killing it right now.
Uh huh.
Well,
that's why Josh is my favorite.
All right, so we have a deal. The loser will do a flash mob Napoleon Dynamite style in the 3rd Street Market Hall by themselves by the end of January.
When's the Super Bowl?
I think it's the first weekend of February. So we'll get it done by the end of January, and we will have an audience.
It also has to be in between the hours of like 11 and 2. Hot spot. Hot time.
Yeah, get it during lunch hour. Yeah. All right, I'll send a text to my guy next week when we have more details, but fantastic. I look forward to it.
Is your guy the owner?
No, but he is the manager.
I was going to say,
for the owner.
We should just make sure the owner's aware.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll find it funny.
But I know this guy works closely with security. Yes. There's plenty of security here.
Yes.
They would need to be made aware.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, they'd probably just sit and watch.
Yes.
So, all right, great.
Be a shame if I went off the grid before this happened.
Okay, a couple of things. We got to get to our NFL picks. We got to get to what we missed in a moment. But quickly, I want to get through this with you, Joshy. The position group I have the least confidence in heading into Saturday is?
The defensive line.
I agree.
Yeah.
And close second is cornerbacks.
Yeah, that probably, but I'm pretty worried. I would say like the secondary as a whole, if Evan Williams doesn't play,
true.
I think Javon Bullard is going to get more snaps.
So he will. But I talked to Jason Wilde about this on Weekly Wilde, which you can get in the Mr. Relevant podcast feed every Thursday. He said he thinks the most likely option, as we talked about a little bit on Wednesday, or the reason I asked him about this, is Javon Bullard moves to safety and Nate Hobbs plays in the slot.
Yeah.
But he thinks there could be plenty of Zane Anderson as well.
Yeah.
And Bullard stays in the slot. He thinks that's a mixture of both.
Yeah, certainly. I think you probably put those guys in the best spot. Sort of, none of you are particularly good at these things, so we need to get the best out of you the best way we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay, that was an easy discussion. I thought maybe we'd have a little bit more commentary on which one.
I mean, the offensive line without Zach Thomas, a problem.
Yeah.
If Rashid Walker sucks ass again, that's a problem.
Dude, we have not talked about that. He was horrible.
Yeah.
How many penalties did he have?
Four.
I felt like every time I
looked. One was the illegal man downfield, which is what it is.
Oh, it's crap. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's his call, and it's just that the ball comes out fast enough, and it also depends on where his assignment is. Because depending on the defensive alignment, that guy might just be right in front of you. If it's not, you're climbing to the second level.
Yeah.
That rule seems like it made more sense back in the day.
Than it does now, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I don't know, I saw a two-point conversion that I've never seen before yesterday, so rules often don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that the Seahawks should have won yesterday.
I don't think they should have.
But they did.
Yeah.
Two-point conversion at the end of the overtime. That was fun. Anyway. Okay. Gut check. Will, you're involved in this. Level of confidence, 1 to 10. Sunday. Josh, I'll start with you.
I'm a healthy 6.5, 7.
Come on. You missed the layup there.
I'm not going to do that joke.
6.5, 7.
Okay. I'm not going to cater to kids not old enough to drive a car.
Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's not our audience.
Oh, yeah. I'm about 7. I feel really good about the Packers still. I have a lot of faith in Jeff Hafley, especially in this one. A lot of faith in Jordan Love. I think that's a recipe to win this game. When you have the better head coach, you have the better defense coordinator, you have the better quarterback, I think that's a good recipe in a divisional matchup. When the lights are the brightest, coming up tomorrow night. Will?
I'm at like a 6.5. I would have been at a 7 before the receivers went down and were ruled out for tomorrow for the Bears. I just think it's really dependent on how the Packers offense looks, which if they look anything similar to how they did 2 weeks ago, I think the Packers win. But it's just all about to the Bears in the first half, because that's kind of been the MO for the Packers defense so far this year, is that they look really good in the first half, and then the second half they kind of die out. So I think it really depends on how they come out and if Jeff Hafley can draw up enough stuff to hold the Bears at bay for the first half so that Jordan Love and the offense can get ahead of the Bears. And then, yeah, I mean, it's such a toss-up right now, I think, and it's just interesting, too, to see how Ben Johnson will scheme the offense without the two wide receivers. But like Josh said, I think he gets Loveland involved a lot. It's going to be a big Loveland commit day. But I'm about a 6.5. I also just watched the full Napoleon Dynamite dance. We might need to extend the deadline. It looks impossible to learn. Like, he doesn't do the same thing for longer than 5
luckily,
seconds.
Luckily, I know a dance coach pretty darn well.
It would be amazing to get a behind-the-scenes look, full video after the fact, of the dance coach and whoever's the loser, like having to work together. You could use the space we used for pickleball courts as a little studio.
Well, I think the thing is, given how well I know the dance coach, my living room might end up being the space.
That can be it, but I do think, yeah, I think...
So what, I'm just out of luck then? I don't get a dance coach?
No, you can come over.
I'm not doing it in front of you.
My girlfriend is the dance coach, you idiot.
Yeah,
are you trying to get some one-on-one time?
No. Yeah, what are you talking about?
So Strofe's going to sit there and watch me do this dance?
Well, at some point he's going to sit there and watch you do the dance either way. So what does it matter if he sees you practice?
This is so dumb.
This is the best bet we've ever come up with in this show's history. This is way better than our NFL picks bet, which we get to now. As the loser of our NFL picks year-long segment, which is, we're running out of time here, Will have to spend Wild Card Weekend with Will at his apartment. If Will loses, he spends the weekend with Hunter and his wife going to Costco.
Another great idea for a punishment.
What are our standings, Will?
So we should all have 30 games completed, right?
Yep, and one of them is a tie.
Okay. Wait, 30 counting the tie.
Counting the tie, yes. Okay. One of them is a tie.
That was so confusing the way you said that.
No, it wasn't.
I said we have 30, and you said yes, and the
so
tie.
So it should be record the full record minus said, the tie is 29
Will's,
games.
Will's yes. question might be a finalist for dumbest question asked on the, of the year.
15 times 2 is 30, yes.
Yep.
I was making sure. All right.
Oh, a tie doesn't affect if you have more games or not.
Well, he said and the tie.
I said counting the tie, yes.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget the ties.
Yes. 16-13-1, a three-way tie for second and last place between me, Josh, and Strofe, and then Hunter's in first place at 17-12-1.
So he's only a game ahead.
Yeah, I believe we all lost except for Strofe. Did you win? No. Or no, Josh was the only one that won.
Josh went 1-1. I went 0-2. You went 0-2. I think Hunter also went 0-2.
I did.
We all picked the Packers.
Stupid Patriots.
We all picked the Packers.
Yeah. Josh had the Saints.
Okay, so Josh Saints, yeah. Josh has been in the last place the longest. So Josh, would you like to go first or would you like to go second to last? Hunter will go last as being in first place.
I'd like to go last.
Okay. I will go first then. I think that's the fairest way to do it. I'm picking the Packers to win on the road in Chicago. And my underdog pick, I've kicked myself back and forth a few different between a few different ones. I really love looking at that NFC South first place game, but I'm staying away from it. A Carolina 3-point underdogs in that game. It's a game that has my attention. I'm going with this one though. I'm picking the Chargers over the Cowboys. The Cowboys at home are 1.5 point favorites. Chargers 10-4, 1.5 point dogs. Give me the Packers and the Chargers in week number 16. Will Summers, Packers or Bears? Where does your allegiance lie?
I'm going to take the Bears.
Shocking to no one.
And then for my underdog, I am, well, I guess the Bears are an underdog, so I can't double up on them. I will take, give me the Cardinals at home against the Falcons. A lot of ugly games on the slate.
There is, yeah.
There's also a lot of chalk that I don't want to take, but I'm sure Strofe took one of the chalk games, I thought.
I thought that was going to be a shot at Hunter for taking a chalk pick.
I think I know. If I had to guess who Hunter's going to take, I think I know who it is.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to let you guess because we're going to Josh next.
I'm going to pick the Packers. Feel pretty good about that one. Now, there's a few here. I've got one. 11-game winning streak comes to an end. The Jacksonville Jaguars travel to Denver and steal a victory from the team everyone's hot on. Bo Nix turns back into a pumpkin. The Jags and Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen get a win on the road.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. I think that's a good pick. It's a good pick by Joshy. All right, Hunter, your time to shine, pal. Packers or Bears?
Packers. I don't trust the Bears yet at all. And then I...
Hold on. Do you have your pick? Oh, okay. He just said it in my ear. Okay. I know what he said it in my ear. We'll see if Will was right. Hunter, go ahead.
I'm picking with my heart. But I've got to take the Chargers. I want the Cowboys to lose. I desperately want the better draft picks, so I've got to just take them to lose. So I'll take the Chargers.
Okay, so me and Hunter with the same picks.
Well,
this week.
Did you have Hunter picking the Giants?
Nope.
Then you had him picking the Patriots.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one I was
going to go back to back.
Yep, I really was thinking like, you know what? They let me down last week. They'll come through this week. But I've just got to go with my heart. And it'll be
Hunter's
funny if
Patriots
I'm cheap.
Have been my Steelers. Yeah. I picked the Steelers so many times this year, and they just never came through for me. In fact, I believe I picked them to beat the Packers, and then I picked them to win like three other times that they haven't won. So
I had a bad stretch at the beginning of the year where I took the Jags like 4 weeks in a row, and that's when they like lost all of their games. It was awful.
By the way, Steelers-Lions this week at 325 on Sunday.
That game is interesting to me insofar as it has a 52.5-point total.
Yeah.
And I don't know if...
Detroit's favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Steelers can keep up.
The Lions still have the capability to do that by themselves. Or just about all of
and
it by
the
themselves.
The Lions will get a defensive touchdown, too. Like,
they would love to put a 50-burger on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, of course they would. But we will see. All right, it's time now for what we missed as we wrap up the Friday edition, Mr. Irrelevant. What we missed, what we learned, is presented by Door County Distillery, locally produced, handcrafted, award-winning spirits.
Someone better get that laugh track ready, the ho-ho-ho track.
Will's moving a lot. He's moving a lot. Will, you need me to stall?
Yeah, please.
This is okay. So graceful.
Okay. We're not going to go to what we missed yet, actually. I've heard we're having some technical difficulties, so we will actually just give one final thought on the Bears. Caleb Williams, not as good as everybody thinks he is.
No. I got such great joy out of Cap and Jay Hood doing the Caleb Williams lore.
So they played this game, for those of you that didn't see it, on ESPN 1000. You can find it on Twitter, at ESPN 1000. So Cap said there's not a lot of quarterbacks I'd take over Caleb Williams. So he started throwing names at Jay Hood, Jonathan Hood of Cap and Jay Hood in the morning on ESPN 1000. I love Jay Hood. He's been on the show before. And
they didn't agree on Drake May, right?
No, they did agree on Drake May. They agreed Caleb Williams over Drake May. How absurd is that?
Drake
they
May.
Didn't agree on Dak Prescott. Jay Hood said, I'll take Dak Prescott.
Drake May is like set to be like the takeover.
Yeah. He's the second coming of Tom Brady. So they both said, yeah, we'll take Caleb Williams over Love. Jay Hood said he would take Dak Prescott. And then they both said they would take Caleb Williams over Drake May. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy talk. It's Looney Town.
That's a degree of not watching ball or not knowing ball that is.
But there's also a degree of we're gonna pick our guy. We love our guy, right? There's an embracement.
If you had to tell me next 5 years, who do I want, Jordan Love or Drake May? I'm taking Drake May.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
The ceiling is higher with Drake May. I still think Jordan Love is a top five quarterback in all the NFL. I just think the signs are so clearly pointing to Drake May being the guy everybody's afraid of. For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he went from... they're one of the best teams in all the NFL.
Yeah.
It's largely because of him.
All right, what we missed and what we learned is presented by Door County Distillery, locally produced, handcrafted, award-winning experience. The holidays are coming up, which means you need to... You can use them as stocking stuffers. You can entertain your guests like Josh's hosting. I'm sure he'll be breaking out the Door County Distillery coming up on Christmas, just like you should. Vodkas, gins, whiskeys. They've got...
A little whiskey and the homemade eggnog.
Let's go. A little bit of the whiskey. Uh-huh. We go in bourbon. We go in single malt. What are we thinking?
Typically bourbon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love their bourbon. Mm-hmm. Love their bourbon. And I know, I'll tell you what, they have the Java infusion for espresso martinis, which I just mixed up a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be doing it again on Christmas. Java infusion is the best. And by the way, over on their website, seriously, it's the best. They have this ginormous list of cocktail recipes, and they have festive recipes. He's not paying attention. Festive.
Ho, ho, ho.
Festive.
Ho, ho, ho.
No.
Ho, ho, ho.
What the hell is this?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm so glad I made it.
Ho, ho, ho.
That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
Ho, ho, ho.
DoorCountyDistillery.com. I promise you won't hear that on their website. Door County Distillery. Okay, wait, one more time, please.
Ho, ho, ho.
That sounds familiar. I don't know who it is, but
now I need the ho 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 artist to do a Christmas jingle in a Santa voice.
Ho ho ho.
What do you mean a Christmas jingle? Like
just Santa singing Rudolph or one of those.
Ho ho ho.
I think without revealing anything, we could come up with that like by the end of the show.
I don't want to put Santa on the spot.
We're not.
It's a busy time of year for Santa.
Hunter, I know you're close personal friends with Santa, right?
Yeah, I know the guy.
Ho, ho, ho. Dude, that's actually pretty darn good.
Ho, ho, ho.
What was that?
Whoa.
Funky Santa.
Are you modulating?
Never do that again.
Yeah, it just sounds,
ho,
like,
ho, ho.
Just sounds like we lost our connection.
Yeah. That's awesome. Door County Distillery is also awesome. Whatever you need for your holiday season, stock up. It's affordable, it's local, and it is award-winning. Available all over the state of Wisconsin. Visit their website, DoorCountyDistillery.com, and also available in all your great local liquor stores. And Josh is right. I mean, their bourbon is just terrific, award-winning, and it's affordable. It's not one of those $200 bottles of bourbon. It's about $50, somewhere between $40 and $50, depending on where you are. It's an awesome bottle of bourbon, tasty, on the rocks, dry, whatever you want. And they've got the rye, they've got the single malt, all their great whiskeys, but also all their great spirits across the board. DoorCountyDistillery.com, appreciate their partnership and their support of Mr. Irrelevant throughout the many years they have been with us here on Mr. Irrelevant. Okay, what did we miss? Well, we missed Wisconsin volleyball, eliminated in five sets last night to Kentucky in the Final Four. Wisconsin, the 3 seed, Kentucky, the 1 seed, will not go to the national championship game on Sunday, which means Hunter's season is over as the executive producer on the Wisconsin Volleyball Radio Network. Awesome season, though. They had some amazing players, some amazing times. Really fun match last night, despite the result. But goes five sets, and Wisconsin ultimately falls. Hunter, go ahead. Get it off your chest.
Really disappointing match. Badgers shouldn't have lost it. They really struggled to figure out what to do after Kentucky started to stop Carter Booth in the middle. She dominated the first set, and then the outsides just couldn't really get things going. The Badgers' kind of biggest weakness has been, at times, they're really aggressive serving, and that can lead to a lot of service errors. So you combine that with Kentucky having three aces, and they were the Badgers were -8 from the service line then. Three sets that they lose was a combined 6 points. So you kind of have the match right there, and it was really tough. I felt like they were a Final Four team from the start of the year, and then they get there, and I'm like, I want a title, and they came short. So disappointed. Trying to just remind myself that they are very young and I think are going to be just as good, if not better, this next year. But really wanted this one. Probably the most disappointed I've been in any sports team that I like follow or cheer for after a heartbreaking loss. Like, this one hurt more than the Brewers did.
It's a Final Four appearance still.
Yeah, but like, this program is past just like Final Fours are awesome. Like, this program is no championships. And they just didn't get to that point this year. And that sucks. And it's disappointing. And they've got to kind of figure some things out. And some players need to figure out how to turn up their level of play come tournament time. That just didn't happen.
Only one-time champion back in 2021. Only four championship game appearances, 2000, 2013, 2019, 2021. But several Final Four appearances dating back to 2 years ago, the last one, 2023, 2021, 2020, 2019, 2013, 2000. Kelly Sheffield, an amazing coach. Hope to get him on the maybe on the program for a bonus episode, here in the next couple of weeks to kind of debrief the season. But really good season for the Cardinal and White. But yeah, obviously disappointing in a five-set loss last night to Kentucky. Why are you smiling? What's wrong?
I got some good news from what we learned.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pandas are no longer endangered. You guys hear about this?
I didn't hear about that.
Wow.
After decades of intensive conservation efforts, giant pandas are no longer classified as endangered. Thanks to large-scale habitat protection breeding programs and strict anti-poaching laws, their population in the wild has steadily increased.
Wow.
The success is considered one of the greatest wildlife conservation achievements in modern history.
Shout out.
That's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you do things to protect the environment and animals, it actually like helps or something.
Ho, ho.
Yeah,
not, ho, ho, ho.
Not gonna hear me argue that.
Shout out pandas.
Shout out to pandas.
Shout out
Any
pandas.
Words?
What did Josh say? Awestruck?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
To be in awe?
I mean, he's right, but you can't use the word.
Shut up, it's not the word.
It's half the word.
It's not half.
Okay.
It's like
it's
a quarter.
3 of 8.
Okay.
Oh no, 3 of 9. It's a third. You're right.
To be in shock.
Great job, pal.
I will be awestruck if I'm the one that has to do dancing.
Nope.
The office will be in awestruck watching. The office will be awestruck watching me dance in the market hall.
The other thing we missed tomorrow, Will Summers turns 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thank you. Roshan Johnson here.
Happy birthday. What was the most valuable thing you learned in your 22nd year of life?
How to be tough.
What a bacon pan is.
Yeah.
Cookie sheet.
How to deal with people that wear flannel and Tyler Childers hats consistently making fun of you. And how to fight.
What you can and can't microwave.
Yeah.
learned about tinfoil earlier in the week.
I got closer to learning about a lot more words. They haven't fully lodged themselves in my brain, but I'm getting there.
Hopefully that's year 23. Well, happy birthday and happy new year, Will.
Thank you. I learned about Pilates, too.
That's true.
Pilates man.
Have you gone back since?
Multiple times.
You've done Pilates several times?
Yeah, I could.
Have you seen another man at the Pilates classes?
Not doing the Pilates, but I've seen a man doing like the bike.
Single man. One, just one.
A couple.
Okay.
Like three or four.
Couple bike boys.
Yeah. I can pull up my stats. What?
You should start a biker gang.
like a Peloton gang?
Yeah. You guys.
But then call yourselves a biker gang?
Yeah. You wear leathers? Put on a leather vest, get some patches.
Yes.
I've completed 25 sessions.
25?
Wow. Yeah.
Did you get that membership like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, the week of Thanksgiving, I think.
So a month ago. Not even.
Yeah.
20, you've gone like every day.
Yeah.
Why have you not told us this?
What? I didn't know I needed to disclose that information.
We asked you for updates. I specifically remember that when you first told us about this.
You guys can't tell he's ripped now.
Yeah. Have you guys, I thought you'd be able to just look at me and be like, he's definitely going.
He's not there to hit on women. He's there for the Pilates.
Yeah. I put my headphones in.
Would you say you're more flexible?
100%.
Do something for us. Can you do a split set?
Dude. That's how you can tell this guy, like, it hasn't worked out a lot.
Uh-huh. What is that supposed to mean?
You can't just ask someone to do something after they've worked out.
Well, you said you're more flexible. Show us the flexibility.
Like, what do you want me to do this? I can't do the splits.
Well, what do you do that's a Pilates pose that increases your flexibility?
It's like, I don't know. I'll do it with you. Ground?
Are you able to, like, touch your toes? Like,
I'm going to have to do a dance. I don't want to do this right now, okay? let's minimize my embarrassment.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
He just told us he thinks the Bears are going to lose.
Yeah, he did. He said, I'm going to have to do a dance.
We got him so frazzled.
Yeah.
I said six and a half. That's a D.
He got so frazzled, the truth came out.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good way to end it.
Uh-huh.
It's a good way to end it. We'll talk to you on Monday, podcast only, Apple Podcast, Spotify. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe there. Apple Podcast, Spotify, ESPN Wisconsin app. We'll do a couple shows each of the next 2 weeks. That'll be podcast only. But we will not be back on YouTube with you until the new year. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. Go Pack, go. Make decent decisions. What are we giggling at? What'd you say? Oh, is he talking trash?
Yeah, because when I turned and looked at him, he knew I caught him. He gave me the most disappointed. He said, yeah, they got me.
It's a good way to end it. We will talk to you on Monday on podcast. We will talk to you in the new year on YouTube. Have a great holiday season. We will talk to you then. Peace.
Ho, ho, ho.